Hello, it's Tuesday, February 4th. This is Liridan Gila, Portfolio Manager for the Sawgrass Large Quality Growth Strategy. U.S. equities ended higher in January as investors have navigated an uncertain start of the new administration, the emergence of a low-cost AI platform from China, and the start of a busy earnings season. Breadth was positive, with the equal-weighted S&P outperforming the market-weighted S&P index by over 70 basis points. The S&P 500 reached a new record high during the month, closing just below those figures. Among the sectors, financials, materials, communication services, and healthcare led the outperformance, driven by investors' optimism of the second Trump's presidency introducing a pro-growth agenda and less regulation, while technology and staples underperformed. Tech was the only sector with a negative return for the month as DeepSeek headlines spooked the market last week. Large cap value outperformed large cap growth due to Mag 7 underperformance, and within SMID, growth outperformed value. Also, small caps underperformed. And from a factor perspective, momentum outperformed, continuing the trend we saw last year with the momentum factor dominating the performance contribution. Russell 1000 growth posted a 1.95% total return for the month, a solid start to the year. Mag 7 stocks underperformed the rest of the large cap stocks for the month. Looking at the current market environment, I wanted to address two key issues that could be important catalysts for risk assets in the near term. First, the threat of DeepSeek is real. The new Chinese large language model is advanced like OpenAI, but at a fraction of the cost. The AI growth narrative faced a setback as China's DeepSeek model triggered a sell-off in tech stocks. This led to an increased scrutiny on the extent of U.S. tech spending on their models, pricing power, and the broader questions about America's leadership in the global AI race. There remains plenty of debate on what DeepSeek actually means for the market. Ultimately, the DeepSeek breakthrough may be a very positive thing for the many potential productivity and revenue beneficiaries of AI technology that includes most sectors in the stock market. Second, the tariffs 2.0 is on. The dynamics between the United States and its key trading partners are undergoing significant shifts with the renewed threat of tariffs. The recent tariff shock over the weekend affecting 60% of U.S. imports was quickly diffused. Currently, U.S., Canada, and Mexico have agreed to push the deadline out by 30 days, though the fate of China and EU tariffs remain unclear. The new tariffs have the potential to raise inflation, lower growth, reduce earnings, and suppress the PE multiple. So this remains a key risk for the financial markets, and we expect periods of elevated volatility. Going forward, we think the market broadening will continue given the new administration's pro-growth agenda and less regulations, the Fed's easing cycle, and the current extreme relative valuations between the mega-cap stocks and the rest of the market. We hope this has been helpful, and if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out.